This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. I've carried G-Code for 4 years now, better part of 4 years. This is 100% unbreakable, except in certain circumstances. They are the epitome of innovation. They are the epitome of modularity. The choice of tactical professionals all over the world. G-Code is something that you can take that is designed for the harshest environment and bring it down to yours in your day-to-day carry. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Thought about that for a while, you know. I like the way the other one goes, so I decided I'd just sort of ad lib it. Sue me. Coming from the desk of Rob Morse, the co-host of the Polite Society podcast, he asked a question. What do you do after you've got your permit, after you've gone through the trouble of getting your concealed carry permit? Well, first of all, you have joined a fraternity. You have joined a fraternity of people. You've joined the ranks of 13 million plus that are the most law-abiding people in the United States today. What comes next, though? What is morally required of you to be a responsible gun owner now that you have a permit? Since concealed carry is a right, nobody would ever advocate for stricter legal requirements. But Rob, like me, like a lot of people like us, we're making a recommendation to you, okay? He's making a recommendation. First of all, you've already gone through a bunch of stuff to get the governmental permission slip, if you will, and In the case of where I live in South Carolina, you're basically, they call it basic firearm safety, but what it really boils down to is the course itself is basically to tell you where you can't carry a gun and how what kind of trouble you get into if you carry a gun here, carry a gun there, and everything else. And then you go out, you shoot at a target. That from the distance that you're standing from the target, it looks about the size of a modern-day Volkswagen Beetle, the back end of it. And you just have to hit it in the black. So you can hit it on the far bottom left. You can hit it on the far upper right. Everything in the middle, you qualify. 50 rounds, controlled fire. Most of the time, these guys, these instructors for these concealed carry classes, I've seen them come in with like a brace of 22 long rifle Walthers. Nobody's actually shooting the gun they're going to carry. They're shooting a gun that is the easiest for the instructor to get everybody through. I hope that when you go to that class, you remember all of those rules. Although, remember this. Rules, and I'm not telling you that rules are made to be broken, but what I will tell you about with concealed carry, rules sometimes get confusing. They sometimes get confusing. Firearms handling is a perishable skill. It's like cardiovascular training. And I, of everybody I know, I am the biggest object lesson in that for myself. Post heart attack, which happened in January, the first half of the year, I really couldn't do anything. I went and I got a SIG 320 and I shot a magazine out of it just to see how it fired. Really liked it. And then since then, I have shot a few handguns. I have not shot anything in any serious manner. Okay? Haven't gone out and trained. Now, got a group of guys I want to train with here in the state that I'm working towards getting there and being able to do. But I still have a couple of physical limitations that I'm going to have to deal with. So I'm working on that anyway. But I still handle the firearm every day. I still dry fire every day. I still work on my draw and reholster every day. These are all things that are also as perishable as going out there and shooting. And I have one of the things that developed that was really odd was all of a sudden the way I put my finger on the trigger that I've been doing since I was in the military when I, and that was 20, golly, that was nearly 32 years ago. The way I have been putting my finger on the trigger had to change since the heart attack for some reason, because all of a sudden where I was sticking it, I was firing low left. Good group, low left. So then I had to, McNamara told me this, Pat McNamara, he said, take your finger and sink it in a little deeper. And I sunk it in a little deeper, and I had more pad on my finger on there than I've ever used before, and it straightened out my shooting. Don't know what that means. So it's a perishable skill. If you're going to, you need to work on a few things. Presentation of the firearm. This is where you're actually drawing the gun, pulling it up, punching it out in front. You do not have to be able to go at competition speed and standards. I mean, if you go watch a guy that's got a race gun, you watch these guys, I mean, they're just so fast. They're just so fast. And you can't get from point A to point B without a whole lot of distance, okay, in that particular, if you're trying to get like that. I mean, because these guys get in there, they start out with a gun, unchambered, unloaded, jamming the magazine, chamber, pop, pop, clear, lock it back, drop the magazine, all in the blink of an eye. And that's not what you need to go for. You need to present from concealment. Even if you carry off an off-body or in a purse or in a bag. Presenting from concealment is a very different activity than methodically shooting a gun from a bench at a shooting range or standing in a lane and, you know, going isosceles. An instructor will help you with that. Because you have to learn how to do a lot of things besides, you know, shooting upright. Speed or accuracy, you actually need a little bit of both. Experience shows that physical attacks are going to happen very quickly. Most of us can shoot quickly or accurately, but sometimes that's not the same at the same time. And there are shooting exercises that will push you to shoot accurately. Others train to shoot fast. I like to shoot fast. I'm trying to be a little more precise, though. I want to be a little more precise, so haven't really had the chance to do it. It's not because I don't have the ammo. It's not because I don't have the time. I just haven't done it. I need to get with those exercises just like you do and get with them. Recognize that accuracy is paramount. Speed will come. What's easy for somebody, you'll see somebody out there and they seem to be going really easy at it. It may take a lot of concentration from you, so don't be too upset about that. You need to train to shoot from close contact. And then you need to be training to move away from the close contact. You know, close contact, gun up, pop, pop, moving back. Now you're sticking the gun out and you're following up. Move, shoot, and look around. There's a lot of things you can do. Make simple compromises and shoot. A lot of things you can do. You can catch more of this column, which I barely touched upon because we're running out of time, by going to Slow Facts, the Slow Facts blog, or just search Rob Morse. It's a very good article, and I recommend everybody read it. So go check that out. Or it's also at Ammoland.com. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Starting with the DC-3 line, which was a Travis Haley compilation. Then the Scorpion line, which was Kydex that moved. And then the Contact series, which is elegance with a lethal tip refined to a degree that is unbelievable. Leading the way in innovation, this is G-Code. Modularity personified, designed for the harshest environment known on this planet. To stay together, carry your weapon, stay with you. If you're not in the harshest environment, that's fine. It'll work wherever you're at. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Now, ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, in the past decade, their agents have lost 144 service weapons. And recently, we had Captain Steinle that was murdered by a Bureau of Land Management gun. Now, another San Francisco, and this happened in September, didn't get a lot of press because, of course, it's a sanctuary city. But another gun stolen from Immigration and Customs Enforcement has been used to kill an American citizen, Antonio Ramos. He was killed after an argument over his cameras. Charged with his murder is Marquise Holloway, 20, who maintains he shot the artist by accident. The gun Holloway used that day, a 9mm Glock 26, was stolen from the car of a federal agent in the area just 2 weeks before the shooting by a separate individual that is now in custody. The theft was properly reported to local authorities and through official federal channels. The matter is currently under investigation by ICE, by the ICE Office of Professional Responsibility. Like I said, this is one of no less than 144 lost or stolen from ICE agents since 2005. Now, in San Francisco, with some of the strictest gun laws in the country, to include mandatory and controversial gun lock laws for firearms in the home and restrictions that have driven legal gun stores in the area out of business, the supply of firearms finding their way into the hands of criminals via theft from law enforcement has led San Francisco to seek even more gun control measures. Why aren't we locking up some of the stupid cops that allow their guns to be stolen? Why are cops leaving guns in cars? Now, I understand shotguns, okay? I understand shotguns, and I understand long guns, but a Glock 26, really? Supervisor David Campos said last month introduced a proposal to prohibit San Francisco City peace officers from leaving an issued firearm in a personal vehicle. I don't want to leave my gun in my car because I don't live in a sanctuary city. So I don't want that. I don't want somebody breaking into my car. That's why when I see a gun-free zone, guess what? I'm breaking it. If I come up on the one lone island gun-free zone and I've been out there walking around all day, not bothering anybody, nobody knows I've got my gun, and then I walk up on this, I'm not going back to the car. In the Kate Steinle case, suspect Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez, a Mexican national, with at least 5 deportations and 7 felonies under his belt, allegedly used a 6-Sauer handgun stolen from the vehicle of U.S. Bureau of Land Management Ranger, or a U.S. Bureau of Land Management Ranger, excuse me. What is a Bureau of Land Management Ranger, though? That was left loaded. This gun was left loaded and unsecured on the seat of the car. Since its introduction, Campos has expanded the proposed ordinance to mandate all guns, even those owned by private citizens, be secured if vehicles under threat of a $10,000 fine and up to 6 months in prison. Who in San Francisco gets to carry a gun? Why would that happen with a civilian? As for Holloway, he is expected back in court yesterday and will be assigned a public defender who's going to handle the case. That's pretty good stuff. That's pretty good stuff. Now, in this campaign that's going on right now with ISIS, When I was in the military, you know what? I don't even know if I have time to get into that. I don't have time to get into that. I can't even set the preamble. We'll talk about that when we get back. We'll definitely explore that when we get back. But regarding what's happening in San Francisco right now, I don't know what they expect. I don't understand why these cops are leaving their guns in the car, though. I really don't. If I was one of the only ones in San Francisco, I would damn sure be making sure my gun was secured, especially with the history that's going on there. If I were an ICE agent in San Francisco, I would have it grafted. I would have my thigh hollowed out with a couple of garage doors stuck in it, and I'd be carrying my gun like RoboCop. I'm not going to be one of the 144. But anyway, that's just me. I don't understand why some of these guys haven't been fired, because that's malfeasance. At the very best, it's negligence. Leaving a gun unsecured on the front seat. That's nearly as stupid as the defense that was put up with the guy saying he unwrapped the gun and it fired by itself 3 times. Now, I have dealt with a gun one time that was a runaway. It was an M60 that we fired so much, so long, and we did it on purpose. We did it on purpose to heat up the barrel to see if we could turn it into a runaway. And after a whole bunch of ammunition, when it started to glow, I didn't have to hold the trigger down anymore. It just kept cooking. We just wanted to see how many rounds it took. I don't remember how many rounds it took. That's the kind of gun that will fire on its own. Something that hot. I doubt that a cold SIG, which is one of the safest handguns on the planet, is going to be unwrapped by some, 7-time felon, 5-time deportee who likes to hang out in San Francisco because he doesn't have to worry about being deported no more. I doubt it's just going to start lighting up the room. I have very serious provisions about that in my mental eye. Of course, I do occupy a space that is completely filled with logic, and I don't understand any of these idiots and gun grabbers that surround us. I will ponder that until we get back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show, let me get this, let's put that at the right level. Let's put it right there. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Whether it is the OSH or one of the knives or one of the lighter belts that they carry that I very rarely talk about. They also carry the Mean Gene leather belts, by the way. G-Code is outside of the mainstream of gun accessories out there. Simply because they don't look like anybody else. They're not doing anything like anybody else. Their product is based upon what they found out in the field. It's based upon collaborations with tactical trainers like Travis Haley. It's based upon what you've told them works. And it's all waiting for you. All you simply have to do to get in on that kind of absolute awesomeness is check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Now then, what I was going to talk about that I didn't have time to talk about, I'm not talking about now because something just caught my eye. They have arrested the gun dealer in Germany who is responsible for selling the weapons that were used in the Paris November 13th attack. Now, the common meme you will hear from gun control people following a high-profile shooting event is that more gun laws need, you know, one, they need to be enacted in order to do something and make them feel safe. And they also will tell you that that whole thing about when guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns. That doesn't really mean anything. Paris is very restrictive. Nobody's carrying guns in Paris. Except for terrorists, for jihadi terrorists that are out there. The weapons, the AKs, the AKMs, they were purchased, illegally from an illegal arms dealer. Transported them illegally into France and then illegally murdered scores of people there. That gun dealer in question has now been arrested, and we finally know the origin of the firearms used that night. Coming from Russia today, according to documents submitted to the prosecutor's office by investigators, the Paris attackers allegedly ordered 4 Kalashnikovs over the internet from a dealer in Germany in early November, according to Bild Zeitung. The order included two AK-47 assault rifles made in China, in addition to two Zastava M70 assault rifles of Yugoslav production. The four weapons were reportedly sold on 7 November 2015 to a Paris-based buyer, allegedly of Arab descent. I'm not going to make a joke about one of the Chinese guns. Gun control advocates will mock us when we say that banning firearms means only the bad guys are going to have the guns. These guns were readily available. These were full assault weapons. True assault rifles. Chatter switch intact. And of any gun that can be modified, the AK is the one that can be modified the easiest if it doesn't already have that. And also, the other thing about the AK is that when it comes to fully automatic fire, the king between the AK and the M4 is going to be the AK. The AK can handle the full automatic fire longer and better. The M4 is more of a surgical instrument, if you will. The AK is a spray and pray, and it sprays well. Under the strictest gun control laws imaginable, like those in Paris, post Charlie Hebdo, despite, you know, I know Obama didn't march with everybody at Charlie Hebdo and everything else, but France has tried to put some stuff. France is actually, with their GIGN, they're actually quite the counter-terrorist people. I mean, they're very good at what they do. Their cops need a little bit of training, but, you know, it's, you know, neither here nor there. At a certain point, does increased restrictions on guns actually make people less safe by removing their ability to defend themselves instead of actually removing firearms from the hands of criminals? That's the question to be asked here. That is the question to be asked here. Also, Ray Kelly, the ex-NYPD chief, or commissioner rather, said Monday he's against allowing civilians easier access to guns, even in the face of an increased fear of a Paris-style attack here in the United States. He told the CNBC Squawk Box, "I'm not totally in support of more guns," citing the accuracy rate in police-involved shootings within the NYPD as a result. Reason, beware of arming everyday Americans. You disingenuous so-and-so. The reason that the NYPD only hits 20% of their target, a big reason is because of that accursed New York trigger. When you've got a trigger that outweighs the gun by three, by a factor of three, when you've got a 12-pound trigger, guess what? Not every shot is going to be, you're not going to be looking like Annie Oakley in every shot. Ray Kelly, this is Ray Kelly, this is what he says. Police officers who are highly trained strike their targets only 20% of the time. So if you have civilians out there with guns that perhaps they've only fired once or maybe even never fired, and they're in a tumultuous situation with the adrenaline flowing, you want them out there shooting their guns? I think you have to think hard about that whole issue. Here's what I think about it, Mr. Kelly. Former, you're not a cop anymore, so I'll call you Mr. Here's what I think about it. National statistics state that cops shoot the wrong person 12% of the time and civilians do it 2% of the time. That's what I think about that. I think that there's nearly 3 million crimes stopped with guns that your cops never even get close to. That doesn't mean we don't need you. That just means in a lot of cases we don't have time for you, because when something is happening, you guys are always minutes away. You getting out there and stating that the cops are the only ones that have guns, you're an idiot. You're not out there for my well-being. You're not even a parrot. You're a minor bird. You're just repeating some noise you heard somewhere. Kelly was the city's longest-serving police commissioner, was the first to serve non-consecutive terms. He worked under both Mayors Bloomberg and Dinkins, never worked for Giuliani. Earlier this month, he joined the corporate investigations firm K2 Intelligence as the vice chairman. And even though he says we're surrounded by soft targets, we live in an open society, we are vulnerable, he doesn't think that you and I should be able to defend ourselves in that case. So it's okay, Mr. Kelly, Vice President Kelly, it's okay if when this unfolds, if some of us die, as long as we don't have guns, because you don't think we're going to be very good with them. Just because that's your thing. You're looking at your cops, and you're making a call based upon your long and varied experience under two totalitarians. You know, Dinkins was not exactly Captain Conservative either. And then, of course, you got Bloomberg, who wanted to ban sodas and regulate breast milk. You know? You served under them, and you think that you should get up there and be taken seriously. And he says we haven't seen anything like this in the world of terrorism. However, this is what I will say about this. We've known about this for years. We have known that this scenario is the one we feared, and we have known that this was the thing we were going to be facing one day. And that part of it, just because it only just happened just now, this past month, in the middle of the month, that doesn't mean that we shouldn't be ready for it. New York should be ready for this. New York should be ready for this because they are going to be target number one, numero uno. They'll be coming for New York because that's a big splash and it's a big gun-free zone. And you, former Commissioner Kerry, or Kelly, whoever you are, you need to just shut up, okay? You were never in a policy-making position. You're not in a policy-making decision or position now. Shut up. Nobody cares what you have to think. Nobody cares what you say. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro 1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, welcome back. Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. I'm looking at my mic stand, and it's coming apart. That's not good. You ever have that problem, Shane? Does your mic stand ever come apart on you? That's a stupid problem to have, let me tell you. Because it's always one side. You think by now I would have gotten rid of this. Haven't done it yet. Anyway, this portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. G-Code goes where I go, one way or the other. I'm either carrying the contact series, which that happens every time I leave the house now. Normally in conjunction with one of their very fine paddle holsters, which works very well for both concealment and tactical presentation. I can trust this equipment because I have run this equipment. I have tested this equipment, and it's going to serve me. It's going to give me the lethal edge I need with a little bit of class. Check them out. TacticalHolsters.com. Now then, there is a group out there called the National Gun Victims Action Council. They were founded by Elliot Feynman after his son was killed by a mentally ill shooter. And they put a petition out there at change.org. Now, remember this. I am a person that supports gun rights, and the gun control people are very antagonistic against a whole lot of things. One of them, of course, is gun rights. The other part is due process. But then somebody shows up and gives us exactly the kind of evidence we're actually talking about. Feynman and their petition at change.org has asked President Obama to declare a state of national emergency to deal with gun violence in America. The NGVAC is the group whose slogan currently is, "We're done asking." He's asking for this in light of the fact that all violence is down, all crime is down here in the United States. It's down precipitously at a 20-year low. I understand he's dealing with grief. However, getting out there and looking at me and saying, "We're done asking." Pal, I don't know exactly what you think you are. I really don't. What do you think you're going to do? You're going to demand President Obama declare a national state of emergency. He just doesn't get to do that. There's something called the Constitution standing in the way of those. Those of us who live in areas subject to interesting weather or geological upheaval are familiar with local states of emergency. On a national level, a declaration of national emergency is meant to provide presidents with the authority to deal with moments of crisis, subject to review by Congress. The current legislative authority given to presidents is the National Emergencies Act of 1976, a law passed to end previous declarations of emergencies and define the limits of the powers given to the executive branch in light of abuses during the periods of the Vietnam War and Watergate. A declaration is to be reviewed every 6 months and automatically terminated after 1 year unless renewed. And here lies one problem. We are currently under 30 declarations of national emergency covering everything from the Iran hostage crisis, that was in 1979, to Colombian drug trafficking and the H1N1 swine flu. These states of emergency do have a good purpose. In case of the swine flu, for example, the declaration allowed hospitals to get around federal regulations covering treating people away from their facilities. And if we experience something akin to the flu epidemic of 1918, it might be necessary for sick people to gather in a school, for example, or other such place that can accommodate a large number. But the bottom line of these declarations is they operate within the already defined powers of the executive branch. A state of national emergency cannot suspend any part of the Constitution, with the exception of the habeas corpus clause found in Article 1, Section 9, that is permitted only in times of rebellion or invasion. Here's what the NGVAC proposes. They call for the following. The requirements and standards for people to be carrying guns outside their homes. That parents who own guns be held accountable as accomplices for gun violence their children cause with the parents' guns. That gun trafficking be made a felony to reduce the gun violence epidemic in the inner cities. And they want to appoint a commission to address this epidemic, such commission to exclude members of the gun lobbies who profit from the epidemic they've caused and do everything they can to do to keep it going. All of this is supposed to be, among other things, not specified. I guess on one hand we could look at this and say, well, I take a little comfort in the fact they've clearly lost their touch with reality. They have reached the point of desperation that they are demanding the president take action guaranteed to cause sweeping losses for Democrats in the 2016 election, at the very least, if it doesn't start a civil war. They want a declaration despite Republican-controlled Congress and the Second Amendment that isn't subject to being suspended. They base this demand in part on the claim that 40% of guns sold do not involve a background check being conducted. That's a claim that their own source called half a truth. We've already broken that down. That should actually be 100% given the sales years they checked for, because there were no background checks in the years they surveyed. So it shouldn't be 40%. It should be 100%. I don't know why they haven't, why nobody ever points that out. It would be pleasant to believe that the NGVAC is simply a fringe group stamping their feet and insisting that we pay them attention. However, we do need to call the bluff of people like this. We need to remind them just how much broad sections of America oppose their ideas and of the political cost in attempting to enact them. The best way to stop a bad law is to prevent it from becoming law in the first place. However, I don't know exactly what they mean when they say that we're done asking. What are they advocating there? Now, I consider myself to be a modern-day pacifist, okay? And as a modern-day pacifist, I'm not looking for trouble. I'm not looking for trouble. I don't want trouble. However, with these liberals, they always seem to want to, you know, go straight. You know, 0 to 60, let's go to, we're done asking. Okay. What does that mean exactly, NGVAC? If you're done asking, what are you saying? Are you going to take it to the streets? Are you going to bring it, shove it down my throat? Because that's not going to happen for free. Because while I love peace and I love lack of conflict, I train to bring conflict, to bring havoc, to bring ultra-violence. One of the biggest problems I have in dealing with anybody that listens to me is everybody always wants to set a, give somebody a label, okay? they're this or they're that or they're this or they're that. I don't have any labels, okay? I'm going to tell you why. I had a First Sergeant Donald Neal at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, and he told me something that I carry with me to this day. He told me that friendly fire isn't. So what that means is that when somebody presents themselves and wants to engage in combat with me, I'm not sitting back and going, wait a minute, are you a Zionist? Are you a this? Are you a that? Are you a communist? Where you come from? I'm going to deal with it. Period. Whether this is a friend or foe. My brand of self-defense is not based upon any sort of a label. So when a fellow American gets out there and tells me we're done asking, then my next question is, what do you propose? What's on your mind? Because I, the modern pacifist, have options. You cannot be a pacifist without having options. You're either weak, or you're a predator, or you're a pacifist. Being weak and saying I'm a pacifist doesn't count because you don't have options. Being a pacifist means you have options. Being a modern pacifist means that I'm just like Kwai Chang Kane, Shaolin monk. The modern day Shaolin monk. I'll throw some platitudes your way and try to wow you with my philosophical outlook. If that doesn't work, I'm going to mess you up. We'll do this again in 22 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. Has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Tuesday, this has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Come and take it.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.